Roland. Roland Martin. From my Washington, D.C. studio. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Sybil J, good morning. Also, we are on TV One, News One Now, right now. And first off, before I get into my commentary, I'm going to be in Raleigh this afternoon, Tom, for the HBCU rally. North Carolina legislature will be voting today on Senate Bill 873. And many say it's going to be impacting those HBCUs. And so I will be on the ground for that rally today, thanks to our Radio 1 station in Raleigh. Now, let me get to the business at hand. Tom, Snoop Dogg, Mr. Puff Puff Pass, posted the following message on Instagram because he is not happy about the remake of Roots.
No disrespect, but I can't watch no black movies getting dogged out, 12 Years a Slave, Roots, Underground. I can't watch none of that. Sick of this. How the they going to put Roots on Memorial Day? They're going to just keep beating our heads or how they did us, huh? I mean, I don't understand America. They just want to just keep showing the abuse that we took hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But guess what? We're taking the same abuse. Think about that part. When y'all gonna make a series about the success that black folks is having? The only success we have is Roots and 12 Years of Slave and like that, huh? I ain't watching that. I advise you that's real like myself, them television shows. Let's create our own based on the day, how we live and how we inspire people today. Black is what's real. That old.
Now, here's what I find to be real interesting, Tom. Here you have Snoop Dogg talking about how he's a real nigga. Well, guess what, Snoop? Had you actually watched Roots, you would have heard the character tell Kunta Kinte that he was a nigga, and he said, no, I'm a Mandinka warrior. Maybe if Snoop actually watched Roots, he would realize that he's not the N-word. Also, but here's what gets me. You've had what? Roots? 12 Years a Slave? And what else? All of what's up with all of these slave films as if it's just been a plethora of slavery movies that have come out in history? But not only that, Tom, this is what I love. You will never find somebody Jewish who says, you know what? It's way too many Holocaust films. Can we just move on? Can we stop bringing up the Holocaust? Tom, check this out. Schindler's List, Sophie's Choice, Life is Beautiful, Holocaust, The Pianist, Train of Life, Fateless, Playing for Time, The Gray Zone, Seven Beauties, The Counterfeiters, Amen, Angry Harvest. The list goes on and on and on. And those are Holocaust films only in the last 10 years. The fundamental problem I have is this here. Slavery happened. Slavery is real. And too many Americans want to deny what took place in this country. The reality is black folks are survivors since the first slave touched in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619. But here's what I also am confused by. Snoop Dogg says they should be making this. I checked IMDb.com. Snoop Dogg has 85 television and movie credits. He talked about successful African Americans. The best success story he's done is Soul Plane. Now, I'm trying to understand. You have the potential to change the game, but you want to complain about somebody else. But also, I got a little problem when Snoop Dogg, who is the producer of porn flicks, is talking about changing the face in terms of successful African Americans. How about this, Snoop? There's an independent film, Delroy Lindo will play Marcus Garvey. Will you invest? Will you be a producer? We also have other movies that you could also be doing. How about that? But when you slam Roots and when you say we should boycott it, what you're saying is, oh no, we should learn those things. When the fact of the matter is, we should be learning those things, but not just Roots, also other multiple movies. I wonder if Snoop Dogg did an Instagram post on the movie Race that came out dealing with Jesse Owens. I wonder if Snoop Dogg was going to do an Instagram post on documentary on the 17 other blacks who were actually in the Olympics in 1936. Oh, we can go down the line, Snoop, if you want to. No, here's what I'm sick of, black folks. I'm sick of us saying we want to see more stories. Then when the movie comes out, we say, well, no, not that story. We don't want to see Red Tails. We want to see something else. We want to go back to before slavery. How many of y'all even have those books on your bookshelves?
Wow.
See, that's what I need to understand. And so I would say to Snoop, why don't you stop smoking weed and actually bother to call Will Packer or Ava DuVernay or call Spike Lee or the countless African-Americans out there who are trying to make those films and looking for folks like you who gonna put their money where their mouth is as opposed to the money on some good weed. All I'm saying is this, we need all stories being told. And if more Americans can own up to the history of America, 397 years that we've been here and how brutal slavery was, we should see that because just like Jews say, never forget. Snoop, we will never forget. So now the ball is in your court. Let's see what you're going to do for Shizzle My Nizzle.
Preach, Reverend Roland.
You don't have to stop smoking weed to do all that.
No, I'm just saying.
Just saying, God. You can do that and smoke weed. Now. Wait a minute, hold up, man. Just hold up now.
Okay, JM.
Love you, man.
Yeah, feel the love.